Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know it's still like a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Are you going to definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you're going to vote?
I will certainly vote.
All right, thank you. Would you mind sharing your age?
83.
All right, thank you. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My what?
Your race?
Oh, race?
Mm-hmm.
White.
White? All right, thank you. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
We always vote what we want. We don't. I think I'm a registered at one of the of them, but I don't particularly vote that way.
All right. So would you say you're independent then?
Pretty much.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Terrified.
All right. So that'd be very dissatisfied then?
Pardon?
Would that be very dissatisfied then?
I am not total. Moderate.
All right. So just simply dissatisfied then?
Say that again?
Would that just be dissatisfied then? Because the category are...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Satisfied?
Yes. All
right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want their members of Congress to be focused on. And
just
for
second.
Each... Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No worries.
Continue.
All right. Thank you. And for each of the people that I mentioned, I'm sorry about each of the different issues that I mentioned, if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is for you and for the members of Congress to focus on it and kind of fix this issue. So a 0 means that it's not important at all. A 5 means that it's somewhat important. And a 10 means that it's like the most important issue ever that needs to be fixed. So the first one is cracking down on illegal drugs.
Yes. Are you... Yes.
All right. On a scale of 0 to 10, what rating would you give it?
8.
All right. Thank you. What about raising taxes on wealthy and big corporations?
Of course.
What rating would you give it then on a scale of 0 to 10?
8.
All right, thank you. What about improving K-12 education?
10.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights?
10.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
10.
Lowering rent?
10.
Funding for mental health services?
10.
And protecting abortion rights?
10.
All right, thank you. So now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 means you like these people or this person, and a 0 means you don't like them at all, and then a 50 is neutral. So the first person is Kamala Harris.
Neutral.
So would that be a 50 then?
Yeah.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
What's the worst I can give him?
It would be a 0. A 0.
0.
All right. What about Democrats in Congress?
No way to know. Probably 1.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
75.
All right, thank you. What about McDonald's?
Not aware. 50. Yeah.
50? All right, thank you. What about J.D. Vance?
Don't know yet.
All right.
So put it to zero.
All right. If you don't know them or have no opinion about them, I can put that category as well. So would you say you have no opinion then?
True.
All right. What about Janelle Bynum?
Not aware as much as I should know. So I would just say, whatever you told me to say. No opinion, yeah.
All right, thank you. What about Republicans in Congress?
In general?
Yes, in general.
Forty,
all right, thank you. What about Lori Chavez Dreamer?
One,
all right, thank you. And what about Tina Kotek?
Christmas. Don't know.
Don't know? All right, no worries. All right, thank you. So I know it's like a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
That's impossible. I will stick with him for...
I'm sorry.
Lack of choice. I'll stick with Biden for lack of choice.
All right. So, again, I know it's like a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer?
Republican.
I'm sorry?
Don't know.
All right. So you felt like you don't really like it. I guess you're kind of undecided. But if you had to like maybe lean towards supporting one of them, who do you think you would lean towards voting for, Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer?
Wow.
But if you're still undecided, you can also mention that.
Undecided,
all right, thank you. So even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum right now, what do you think are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Would you say there's a fair chance you might support Democrat Janelle Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
Small chance.
Small chance, all right. Thank you. So even though you're not supporting Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer now, yes, what are the chances you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Would you say there's like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
Fair chance.
Fair chance. All right, thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Approve? Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly,
all right, thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Lori Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as a member of Congress?
I don't know.
Don't know? All right, no worries. So now I'm going to read you a few statements about both of them. So serving in the state house since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. And the second statement is, as a mayor of Happyville, Lori Chavez Dreamer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing
that I am I quit. I think I'm running out of people that I know anything about. Sorry. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, are you sure? We're almost...